So I'm here with Jay Pastor, and you're with the Rehoboth Art League.
Correct.
And this is the 43rd Members Fine Craft Exhibition. And what exactly is this event?
This event is a large collection of works from, we have over 700 member artists. They're invited to bring up to 5 pieces of work for the show.
Okay, and there are pieces of all sorts of different categories. There is pottery work, there's fiber work, there is woodworking, and what else?
There's glassworks, wearable art, as you said, different types of pottery, raku, porcelain, paperworks, handmade paper, and just works that fall into miscellaneous categories of craft, just decorative works using mixed media.
Sure. And so a lot of this is, it's not fine art, it's more functional, but it's just as beautiful as fine art, right?
Correct. There's a fine line between fine art and craft. Most of this work is functional, and it really does blur the line between fine craft and fine art.
Let's go take a look at the works that won Best in Show. So we're walking over to a bunch of elaborate baskets, but they're not normal baskets that you would make in basket weaving class. They have wooden elements, and they're just almost amorphous. What can you tell me about these baskets and why they won?
So this basket is the one Best in Show. The artist, her name is Bee Whitehead, and Bee's interesting because she's actually 90 years old. She started making baskets approximately 20 years ago. Well, they're just really beautiful. She uses natural sticks for some of the handles. They're just really interesting shapes that really require a lot of skill to make. The one that won Best in Show is made of cane, sugar palm, reed, rope, and as she says, a hard-to-find frame and handle of honeysuckle vine and seagrass.
Wow,
so it's really an exquisite piece.
Yeah, she looks like she puts her heart and soul into these, and she is 90 years old, but she is so talented. These things are amazing. Absolutely. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 baskets here, and they look like nothing else I have ever seen. They are amazing.
And because she won Best in Show, she'll be offered a solo show next year as part of next year's Members Fine Craft Show.
So Beatrice Whitehead will have a featured show at the 44th Correct. Annual Fine Craft. So moving along here, we have some really great pottery, and it looks like it has some sort of, I want to say, horsehair woven into it?
Yes, this artist's name is Roz Weinberger, and these are really wonderful vessels. They look very much like antiquity vessels, but she puts horsehair into them, and then some of the interesting glazes she puts on top really give them a different feel than usual vessels.
I'm looking at a piece of pottery here, and you can definitely tell where the horsehair is woven into it, but it's a pale pink, almost like it was from the Southwest.
Yeah, it has that kind of, I guess, Mojave sort of feel.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent.
But her colors are really wonderful.
Yeah, we have some pale pinks, some bright ivories, some really exquisite deep greens here, and these pottery pieces are all shapes and sizes. Over here, we have a series of wooden boxes, but this is where the craft kind of meets the fine art, in my opinion, because these boxes almost look like the wood grain is acting as marble, and they have even little hands carved into them and little eyes, and they're just amazing. What can you tell us about these series of boxes?
The artist's name is Michael Quattro Ciocchi, which is a difficult Italian word to say, but he's a Delaware artist also, and he's actually won a lot of awards, and I think he may have just been asked by the vice president to make a box for him. Michael was also selected to build the Governor's Award for the Arts in 2014, which is an award that's given to outstanding Delaware artists. But his marquetry, when he puts when he lays wood to sort of create images inside, is really wonderful.
Absolutely. What can you tell me about this one? It's called Trapped, and you can see a set of eyeballs on the bridge of a nose and a right hand jutting out almost like there's somebody in the box.
Yeah, this is a really interesting piece. Inside is just an empty box, but he uses marquetry with mother of pearl and different types of wood to create this sense of a face being inside the box and peering out with a hand also coming out as if someone's trapped in the box. And for him, this represents any life experience that one may feel overwhelmed. The hand is crafted from walnut, and there's a zebra wood inlaid on the top of the box.
Amazing. I wonder what somebody would put inside there.
I don't know. This, and some of them, he actually makes that. This piece here can have 72 compartments in it, so if somebody could put nail, their jewelry, earrings. Some of them, this one has, is three-tiered, and it has 105 compartments in it. Some have false bottoms that one could place jewelry in that you wouldn't necessarily see when you open the box. So they're very functional, but also, as you said, they just really sort of bridge the gap between fine craft and fine art.
And this one is a humidor, right?
It's a humidor that holds up to 100 cigars, and it smells really good when you open it up.
Oh, it does smell good. Absolutely.
But, yeah, this is really wonderfully done.
It's a beautiful.
I don't think there's anyone in Delaware that does this type of wood that I'm aware of.
And then there are some pieces over here, and from about, I don't know, about 6 yards, it looks like a painting, but as we're getting closer, I can see that it's a forest scene, but it's stitched. The background is stitched, and it's just a bunch of layers of cloth.
Yeah, the artist's name is Betsy Von Driel, and this definitely sort of, to me, because it's hanging on the wall as a two-dimensional piece, if you didn't know it was fiber, you would just think it was a really interesting painting. It has so much depth to it. Even when you realize that there's stitching in the front and fiber creating the landscape, you still aren't aware that the deep background with these really light trees in the back, you wouldn't even think they could be stitched. I mean, it's really incredible work.